Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me again this morning to scripture we've been looking at for some weeks. Anybody know where it is? 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9. He said, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Everybody say that out loud. Taught of God.
Taught
of God. To love one another. Well, who knows more about love than love? Well, that'd be nobody. When you're taught by love how to love, you know how. He said, indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you in increase more and more. He said, you are loving each other. But he said, increase in it. Increase in it. 1 Thessalonians, well, that's the fourth chapter. Just back up to the third chapter. And the 12th verse, 3:12, says, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Can you increase in love?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Can you increase in faith?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's the verses that we got on the front of the building out there. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Anybody see that?
Yes.
Where is that at? Just a page or so over, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. What did he say? We're bound to thank God always for you, 2 Thessalonians 1, 3. Because your faith does what?
Grows
exceedingly, and the love, charity, the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Can we increase in faith?
Yes.
Can we increase in love?
Yes.
Should we be
yes.
increasing all the time in both?
Amen.
Yes, we should. I think a lot of Christians think wrongly about this. They think, well, if you got faith, you got it. And that's it. I got faith. That's it. Well, if you love, you love. I got love. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my children. I love God. I got it. Well, no. It's supposed to be growing.
Amen.
I said it's supposed to be growing.
Yes, sir.
Your love for God is supposed to be getting stronger.
Yes, sir.
Your love for people is supposed to be increasing.
Amen.
Somebody say increasing.
Increasing.
Your faith and my faith is supposed to be getting stronger, growing, increasing. Well, it won't unless we do the right things.
Yes.
Growth and increase in faith and love is not automatic. That's quite obvious. But if you'll do the right thing, our love will grow stronger.
Amen.
Toward God and toward each other. Our faith will grow stronger.
Yes.
Somebody say increase.
Increase.
Increased love.
Stronger love.
Isn't that what he's saying? He said, you're doing it, but increase in it, he said. More and more, he said, you're taught of God how to love. And so for some weeks now, we've been on this subject. And we're actively using our faith for the Lord to teach us how to love like he told us to. Let's put up on the screen John 13:34. The New Testament commandment, John 13:34. What did he say? Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. What is the commandment? That you love one another in a specific way. What? As I have loved you, that you also love one another. The next verse said, verse 35, by this. By what? Let's be specific now. By us loving each other the way the Master has loved and does love us, by that all men, everybody would know that we really are Christians. That we really are His disciples. If we have this love, if we have this love one toward another. How will people know that we are the real article? We really are Christians. It's not by how many Bibles we have. It's not by perfect church attendance. Right? It's not by speaking in tongues. It's not by miracles. It's not by healings. Right? What is it? It's by how we treat each other. I think sometimes people haven't focused on that. He said that you love who? Back up to verse 34. That you love who? See, He's talking to His disciples, isn't He? And they understood John loved James. James loved Peter. Right? See, they understood love each other. How you treat each other. You know, if we don't treat each other properly, people won't want to join us. Lest they get treated like that. There's a lot of folk who are not Christians because they have relatives that are. And they're thinking, well, I mean, if being a Christian is being like that, then I don't want that. I don't need that. Yeah, I heard how they treat each other over at that church. Boy, they kick each other when they're down. They backstab each other. They talk about each other. Well, that's not going to make folk want to run to the church. We ought to have such a reputation. That boy, if you become a part of that group, you got it made. You'll never be alone again. You'll never be without help again. Should have that kind of reputation. That we love each other as Christ has loved us. Now, in talking about this, we've gone through numerous things in the Bible. Seeing how love is expressed. How love is lived. Walked out. And I want us to go on today to another one. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Anything in love, about love, in that chapter? 1 Corinthians 13. Well, if you hadn't read that one recently, you want to do so. Love is described, how love acts and reacts and speaks and responds is described. Verse by verse in 1 Corinthians 13. And we've looked at a number of these areas, but I want to focus in on one today. And you know, it's not what you know. It's what you do. You might say, oh, I've known these verses for 20 years. Well, that doesn't mean all that much. What have you done with them? Have you acted on them? Have you put any of it into practice? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Charity, which is an old English word for love, we'd probably say love today. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, you know, you've seen more than one reference to love's endurance. He starts off by saying it suffers long. That speaks of endurance, doesn't it? And bears all things, that speaks of endurance. And then finally he says it that way, endures all things. Does love, real love, have staying power? Oh yeah. After all, God is love. Does God have staying power? He invented staying power. He is staying power. And it goes on to say, verse 8, love never fails. That's what I want to talk about today. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they will cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. All these things are going to come to an end. All the prophecies will eventually be fulfilled and come to pass and be completed. There will come a time when tongues, division of tongues, will come to an end. And there'll be no need for any translators in heaven. There was a time, you remember, when all the earth, everybody on the earth, was of one tongue. And the languages were divided. And that's going to be restored. And not just that, but we'll operate on a different level. And he goes on to say, knowledge. You know, having to, the being so limited and being so ignorant, really, the way we are now is going to come to an end. And he went on to say, then we will know even as we are known, and he knows us inside and out. He knows us from the end to the beginning. He knows, the Bible said there's not a word in our mouth, but he knows it all together before we speak it. Soon we're going to know like that. Oh, that's going to be great. We'll get rid of all this head scratching and perplexity and wondering. These things are going to change. These things are going to be fulfilled and completed. But love is not going to change. It's never going to change. And it's never going to end. This is exciting. Because you, as a child of God, already have this love in you. Shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And it's wonderful to know that we've got this kind of an anchor in our life. We live in a world where everything's changing. Moment by moment almost. Nothing is stable around about us. Everything is changing and ending and starting and finishing. But all the love that's inside of us never changes, never fails, never ends.
Amen.
Said out loud, the love of God.
Real love.
Never fails.
Never fails.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'd be worth shouting about the rest of the day, I'm telling you. The love of God never ends. Listen to these other translations. The New Living says, but love will last forever. The English Version says, love is eternal. The ESV says, love never ends. The Message says, love never dies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Never Ends, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106J. That's R1106J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.